This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. And so we just talked about, you know, Trump isn't the end, he's the beginning. And you know who knows that? The communists. In fact, I'm going to get to that in just a moment. We're going to try to get to a bunch of these emails. Bernie Sanders, surprise, surprise, makes an idiot of himself. All that and so much more coming up in this hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. But we've had a talk before like this, so let's just recap it again. How the communists have always, they've always been this way. They're really, really, really good at creating symbols for the communist street animals to either hate or love. And they can do this ad hoc. They can just put together one all at once if it makes sense. This would be like a COVID is a great example of this. George Floyd is a great example of this. Some black gangbanger dies in Minneapolis. Someone no one should care about. How do we go directly from that to more state funerals than the Queen of England? Well, the communists can tell their herd animal followers, this guy's important, this guy's a saint, this guy's important, this guy's a saint. And herd animals go where the shepherd tells them to go. And they also can and do successfully create idols for their herd animal followers to throw tomatoes at. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, the Democrat in your life, have you ever asked them, why do you hate Donald Trump so much? Of course you have, or at least it's come up in conversation. Have you ever had specifics? Do you ever get a specific? No, you don't. He's a Nazi. That's not, what? What do you? No. What, specifically, but what don't you like? Have you asked me why I didn't like Joe Biden? Why I didn't like Barack Obama? Well, you better pull up a chair because I've got all kinds of details I can give you. They don't know why because they've simply been told to. Now, that has been, I should say effective. It's been effective at programming their herd animal base. And it's been effective at getting many Democrats into office and keeping them in office. Elect me for dog catcher and I'll stop Trump. They're all running on Trump, 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 Trump. Every Democrat top to bottom, Democrats who will have nothing to do with Trump, they run on, I'm the one who'll stop Trump. So Gavin Newsom himself is already running in 2028 against Donald Trump. You've heard him start on the media tour. We've played it for you many times already. Trump's going to run again. He's sending me a MAGA hats. He's going to run again. Does he believe that? Of course not. But what he knows is he has to be the anti-Trump guy. That's how you get elevated. Okay, we got that. But here's a problem if you're a Democrat. And we've finally found the first one who is smart enough to realize it and begin laying down the groundwork. The problem for a Democrat is Donald Trump's gone in 3 years. You have taken your mentally ill demonic base and you have burned Donald Trump into their mind for 10 years. For 10 years, you have told them that he is Hitler and all the other stupid things you said. He's the end of all things. 10 years. You haven't heard them run against Mike Johnson for 10 years. You haven't heard them run against Senator Ron Johnson. You haven't heard them. They don't even mention these names. They don't care about these people. There's been one man they have had to stop for 10 years. Look at him. Look at him. Trump. Here's Trump. He's the source of all your problems. But he's gone soon. What to do? Well, now you have to essentially, at least in a small way, deprogram the communist robots that make up the Democrat Party, and you have to get their eyes moved on to the next one, because there will be no Trump on the ballot in 2028. And they'll make, you know as well as I do, they'll make some lame effort to try, whoever the Republican is, a continuation of Trump, a Trump this, they're gonna have to try, because in the mind of a Democrat in this country, Trump is still there, right? Always there, always looming, but Trump will be gone. So the transition has begun. What I'm about to play you is Jen Psaki. I know you don't like her. I know this guy who called into the show a long time ago doesn't find her attractive.
Oh, God, she's homely.
But she is smart. She, unlike Corinne Diversity Hire, Jen Psaki actually was a very capable, good press secretary for Joe Biden. Think about the lies she had to cover for. Think about the cadaver of a president she had to cover for. And then she transitioned right into a lucrative media job. Jen Psaki is very, very savvy. And Jen Psaki, consider her the first. There will be many now, but this is the first who is going to begin laying down the groundwork to deprogram the Democrat base of this country. It's time to get their eyes moved to a different symbol.
I think the little Manchurian candidate, J.D. Vance, wants to be president more than anything else.
Yeah.
I always wonder what's going on in the mind of his wife. Like,
agreed.
Are you okay? Please blink four times.
Yes.
We'll come over here. We'll save you. And that he's willing to do anything to get there. And that your whole iteration you just outlined, I mean, he's scarier in certain ways.
He's smarter.
In some ways. And he's young.
Yeah. And ambitious.
What you just heard was the first of a million reprogramming efforts Democrats are about to launch in anticipation of 2028. They may not pick up the pace on that until after the midterms, because they're still going to need to run against Donald Trump in the midterms, trying to get people motivated to come out. Yeah, we got to stop Trump. I'll impeach Trump. Give us the House. They're going to have to do all that. But once the midterms are done, this stuff is going to ramp way up. If you're to believe the way too early 2028 Republican primary polls, it really looks like J.D. Vance is just curb stomping the field, which is not surprising. Historically, vice presidents, that's the easiest route to get to be president. You've already been on the world stage. You're standing next to the man. It's just inevitable. Plus, J.D. Vance is quite talented at it. He's pretty good, very sharp. He has that happy warrior thing, young, beautiful, happy family. So he's got all that going for him. The transition is going to begin. Jen Psaki, give her credit. She was the first to recognize it. There will be many, 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 many more. Now, some, the stupider ones, the ones, there, a lot of them aren't as smart as Jen Psaki. The dumber ones, they'll kind of wake up probably after the midterms and think to themselves, wait a minute, Trump isn't running again. Who's the next guy? We better roll out the scarier than Trump thing. And they'll figure out it's J.D. Vance. But Jen Psaki, credit to her, she was smart enough to recognize it ahead of time. Jesse, as she says, Bronco, good to hear your explanation of future intimidation brought on by actions against Brennan and Comey and others. That was last night. Please share with us what you might already know and what you might learn from your lawyer associates about the statutes of limitations and looking into prosecutions way back to people hiding the truth, such as Peter Strzok, Alexander Vindman, Cassidy Hutchinson, so on and so forth. His name is Jim, and he's from Idaho. All right. So this in a way is going to piggyback off of what I kind of just covered last hour in a little different way. We're not going to get all those people. I know that you could name 100 people, communists from the government who should go to jail for the crimes they committed. I can name them. You can name them. We all know the names because you get the stories. You know. We're not going to get 100. We're going to get a few. We're not going to get the justice we deserve with the last administration. I don't want to tell you to set it aside or put it out of your mind because that sounds so dismissive, like your concerns aren't valid, but you need to let that go. This time, we're going to get a few. Hopefully it's not 4 or 5. Hopefully it's 10 by the time it's done. But we're going to get a few in the grand scheme of things. We're not going to bring down every evil actor. And every evil actor we indict for their crimes, some of these are going to get off. You heard Will Chamberlain last night. He came on and he gave it to us straight. I think John Bolton's going down. This guy, I'm not sure. Comey, I'm not. John Brennan was referred yesterday to the DOJ for what? Lying to Congress, even if he goes, quote, down. That's going to be a slap on the wrist. But not the end, the beginning. Some is probably the best we can hope for. We'll do some more emails. Next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, reminding you that Friday is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I won't be here tomorrow. I have the Megyn Kelly tour thing. So get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, where were the No Kings protesters when the Clintons were king for 8 years? Where were the protesters when Trump was... All right, so a point you already know, but a point that bears repeating. They don't say these things because they believe them to be true. Logical people like you who think about reality and truth and you think about things logically, you look at Donald Trump and people calling him a Hitler or a king or something like that, and you think that's ridiculous. That has no basis in reality. And we love these gotcha moments with them where you'll see people on the street interviewing them and they'll say, well, if he was a king, why are you allowed to come out here and protest? And you always see these communists kind of short circuit on the whole thing. But that's not why they do it. Remember, they create symbols. It does not have to have, in fact, it never does have any basis in reality. Reality, truth is not important for these people. Remember the words I've played for you 1,000 times before. This is the head of NPR.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Truth is not what matters. Not to these people at all. No Kings created an opportunity to rally the troops. Rally the troops, take it to the streets. That's what it created. And it created an opportunity for Democrats to try to give their base something. I saw another poll yesterday showing that Democrats are so upset with how weak their party is. You're weak. What's that mean? What's that say? You're not stopping Trump. Democrats are not crying out for Democrats to become more moderate. I have not seen a single poll indicating that at any level. They're not crying out for Democrats to moderate on the border, on tranny stuff, on any of the horrible things they do. There is no outcry from the Democrat base, and Democrats will ultimately be forced to serve their base. The only outcry from the Democrat base is stop Trump, get Trump, stop Trump, get Trump. Why do you keep the government shut down? Why? Why do you have a No Kings rally? It was all you have the power to do when it comes to stopping them. I mean, what are you going to talk about, the shutdown?
To have no free press, so no information can come out. And doesn't that dramatically hurt the American people? When government is shielded and can do whatever it wants and hurt as many people as it wants because you don't have a free press...
They're just grasping at anything right now. What are you talking about? A free press? What are you talking about? Here's Ruben Gallego.
How are you explaining that to federal workers, including those in your state who aren't getting paid?
Well, to be honest, I'm telling you, this does suck. And I'm sorry that we're actually putting you in this situation.
Well, it does suck. It's look, here's Here's Kathleen Clark, House Minority Whip.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
Hey, got some leverage. Sorry, it's sucky for your family, but we got leverage here. That's a great message. You should run with that for sure. Jesse. Actually, he says, dear self-appointed James Beard nominee of burgers. Hey, Chris, who is James Beard? I always hear about this James Beard guy. He's got to be a food guy. Curious if you could help settle a debate. Ooh. A friend and I were having a discussion about bean dip. Not the high-level, sophisticated, seven-layer bean dip Chris eats, but I'm talking about the creme de la creme stuff that comes in a can. You can peel back the metal lid. It could easily make a meal with the stuff if you give me a bag of Fritos. Where does bean dip fall in your hierarchy of dips to eat with chips? All right. So he's right about garbage seven-layer bean dip. And you know why seven-layer bean dip is disgusting? Because six of the layers are disgusting. That's why. I don't want sour cream. Sour cream is freaking nasty. I don't want sour cream anywhere. Why are you giving me cream that went bad? I don't want sour cream. I definitely don't want tomatoes. Tomatoes have been assaulting our food for far too long. He's 100% correct about that Frito-Lay bean dip, including the hot bean dip. I'm reasonably sure that there aren't any actual beans in it at all. I'm sure it's just some cancer-causing chemical concoction that they stuff in that can. I mean, when you have bean dip that's good for like 25 years, there's probably some stuff in there you shouldn't be eating. But every now and then, I'll just grab a can of that Frito-Lay bean dip and all go ape on it. My hierarchy would be this. Queso's king. Everyone knows that. Everyone with taste in class knows that queso is king. I would put a good, I have to preface this by saying there's a lot, a good green salsa or salsa verde in Mexican, if you prefer. I'd prefer a salsa verde is second. Third place is Frito-Lay's bean dip. Chris, you have any issue with that ranking system at all? I don't even know what. Now, we're talking about for corn chips here. These are for corn chips. This obviously doesn't apply for potato chips, which we've already discussed. Blue cheese is really key. You have any issue with any of this, Chris? Yeah. Chris thinks it's above green salsa. I can't be mad at him for that because so much green salsa is bad. They don't put enough spices in it. At least Frito-Lay, you know what you're getting every single time. Every single time. I know what I'm getting with chalk every single time. I'm going to get a day full of energy. My life is full of energy now. I'm in such a better mood since I started natural herbal supplements. You know what I think about? I think I started taking a male vitality stack from chalk when I was 40. I'm 44 now. You know what I think? And you shouldn't do this, but I do it. How much better would my 30s have been if I would have taken a male vitality stack from chalk every day like I do now? My mind, it works so much better. I love that I have 80-year-olds emailing in. Their doctors are blown away by their testosterone levels. I love it. I love that natural herbal supplements are starting to lead the charge against our free-falling T levels. And ladies, you're not forgotten or left out. They have female vitality stacks for you. If you want to start small, get a subscription for chocolate powder in the morning. Start your day off. Vitamins, minerals. You're going to notice a difference. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com/Jesse. Chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday update. And a government shutdown threatens food stamps for 42 million Americans. We have 42 million Americans on food stamps? That is criminal. 42 million Americans on food stamps. That actually brings me to this. A whistleblower, this is from Free Beacon, was meeting with the SEC accusing a solar panel company of fraud. The Biden administration guaranteed a $3 billion loan for the company at the same time. Just straight up looting $3 billion from the Treasury and handing it to a solar panel company. My point in comparing these two stories is something we've talked about many times before. It's so freaking frustrating that they just loot the Treasury and hand out vast quantities of your money to their allies. Every chance they get, they buy votes, they buy more political donations, and this is part of what jades people on the freaking political process so badly that the fraud, the theft is just so out in the freaking open. It drives people nuts. It drives me nuts. You know what? We're going to do some emails tonight. Jesse, retired law enforcement officer appalled at the standards. He's talking about the ICE story from last night. The ICE story where the recruits, they were asked to do the most basic stuff, like 15 push-ups, and they couldn't do 15 push-ups, the ICE applicants? I mean, it's 15 push-ups, man. Anyway, the guy says, more appalling is the lack of our young unable to reach these standards. The academy back in the 80s required not only a higher standard, you had to pass a PT test to graduate. The unwritten rule of law enforcement was to keep yourself fit because you didn't want to be the guy who got another officer injured or, God forbid, killed. He said, absolutely, state my name. And his name is Steve. This goes to a larger point, but it's something I touched on last night that I want to make sure I reinforce. We have a challenge. We have challenges today that are unique to us. Most of human history is fairly consistent. But you, especially if you're a parent, you do have some challenges today that no other generation of parents has had to deal with. And two of the big ones, and they kind of tie together, but two of the big challenges parents have today are the physicality and conversational ability of our children. Because we're talking physicality, we'll deal with that first. Unless your child plays sports, and this is why I want to encourage you to get your child into sports of some kind. Don't demand they become an all-world athlete or something. Just let them freaking play sports. Get your child into a sport. If you don't, make sure your child is doing something physical. You have to be more purposeful about that than any parent in human history. Because today, because of technology, kids don't have to move. I'm not being old crotchety Grandpa Jesse, but for my childhood, and I'm only 44, for my childhood, we went and got on our bikes. We went exploring in the woods. At recess time, you went out to the playground and you hurt yourself falling off the monkey bars. You played tag. You played smear the... This is what you did. And it didn't mean you were an athlete or something like that. Life was physical. If you go look at this stuff now with schools that allow it, you'll see at recess time a bunch of 8-year-olds finding a place to sit against the fence and be on their phone. Life is less physical now. As a parent, you look, I have to do this in my house. You have to be purposeful about it unless your child is naturally physical, athletic, wants to move. You have to say, go walk, push-ups, time to lift weights. You have to do that, and I'm sorry you do, but what's happening is our physicality as a country, because of our advanced level of technology, it is rotting away, and there are huge consequences to that. I'm not just talking about later on in life, the health consequences that will obviously come with it. I'm talking about now, physically too weak. That's one. Two, something else we've talked about before. As a parent now, you have to teach your child how to have a conversation in ways other generations of parents never did. I've adopted the rule in my home. I've told you about it. In fact, my in-laws are in town. My sister's in town. We're going out for a late dinner after the show tonight. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull the boys aside as soon as I get home, and cell phones are going to be confiscated immediately, and the rule is going to be given, a rule they already know. When someone says something to you, asks you something, one-word answers are outright banned. You will give two complete sentences at least. And tonight, I might add on and demand a question. So when James sits down with his Aunt Mickey tonight and she says, how's cross country? He's not going to get away with good, not acceptable. Nope. Make a sentence. Details. Make a couple sentences. And then, following that, those two sentences, cross country's pretty good. We have state coming up next week. Ask her a question. How's work going for you? How's the weather where you are? How's your dog? Two sentences and a question. This for older people. Maybe you're rolling your eyes right now if you're 60-year-old listening to me. You didn't have to have that. I didn't have to have that. We had to have conversations. There was nothing else to do. Today, you can disappear into this technological online world. Parents do it, by the way. It's not just children. Parents will do it. Grandparents will do it. This is not unique to kids. Senior citizens will sit there on their iPhones or iPads and just zone out for hours at a time. We have to be purposeful about it. We have to. It's hard. It's freaking challenging, but we do. Jesse. Subject to this one is, sorry about your father. When you mentioned the one-year anniversary of your father's passing, it made me remember what I thought about when you shared it last year, but I thought it would be too soon for you to see the humor in it. He left this life exactly the way you describe leaving any party when you are done. Just slip out the back with no warning. He really was your dad, and you are his son. That's really true. That's actually extremely true, and thank you for that. He said, my dad, Jim, was an Air Force veteran working on F-4s, Air Force Vietnam veteran working on F-4s. We lost him on Christmas Day in 2020 after having a stroke in 2018. He didn't die from COVID, but the restrictions made things difficult. For a good while, he was home recovering, and we were only able to visit by sitting outside his window. Ugh, thankfully, we had that. We were able to bring him home for his last 11 days, and I'm grateful my brother, sister, and myself were able to be there for him those last 2 years. I know this is long, but if you read it, feel free to say my name. I wish my dad could have listened to you. He would have loved your show. His name was Brent. I'm sorry about your father, man. Yeah, no, it sucks, but it's something everybody goes through. This is life, right? It comes and it goes, and we lose people. You talk to anybody who's older, they say one of the hardest parts about it is everyone around you is dying. My wife, she actually has both of her grandmas. I don't have any grandparents left. My wife has both of her grandmas, and one of them in her 90s, just angel saint of a woman. She talks about it all the time. She says, it freaking sucks. She lost her husband recently. She said, everyone I have ever known is dead. I'm the last one. Sucks, right? Freaking heavy. We're moving off that. Let's talk about something else. Let's make fun of Bernie Sanders. Before we do that, let's talk about the gold standard. You know what's happening with the currency. You know that there's no question we are going to have some sort of another debt crisis, financial crisis. And everyone wants to know, what do I do to prepare? Precious metals are the only backstop we have. Things that are physical, things you can touch, these are the things that last. In order to know what's going to last, you have to look at the past. You do. Precious metals have always carried incredible value, and they always will carry incredible value. Call Gold Co. I trust them. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. I gave them my money for a reason. Over 6,000 five-star reviews for a reason. There's no pressure. It's not a used car company. Call them and let them put it in your retirement. Let them get you some physical gold or silver. Call 855-817-GOLD or go to jesselikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Hump day. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is going to be the next time we talk. So you better get your questions emailed in, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Where am I going to be tomorrow? Well, this guy knows. I'm coming to see you on Thursday. I need menu whisper advice. Dr. Baby Hands, we decided to travel from Colorado Springs to come see you on our 44th anniversary. That's freaking cool. Try not to suck, he says. Don't worry, I'm going to be amazing. He says we'll be on the west side of Dallas-Fort Worth on our actual anniversary and would like to know a good, unique restaurant tip. Please not Red Lobster. Why would you think that I would say Red Lobster? We have that here when we need. What would Ob want? That's from Chris and Sandy. Happy anniversary, Chris and Sandy. Okay, I've got one for you. You want something that's unique? In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, there aren't any in the Houston area. And by the way, I have no relation to these people. I really hope they're not a bunch of dirty commies or whatnot. But when I experienced it, I thought it was awesome. So I'm going to give it to you. I think there are a couple of them up there, but I've only eaten at one. A Tex-Mex place called Uncle Julio's. It is famous in the area, for sure. They have an ATM out front. You know why they have an ATM out front? Cash only. It is cash only, but it, by the way, it's big. It's nice. I don't remember it being too expensive, but it's not some rundown Mexican dump either. It would be a cool thing to take your wife to. And this is about the 1 week a year where the weather's decent in Texas. If I remember right, they have a huge patio. And you can sit outside right now and have a fantastic, very unique Tex-Mex meal with your wife. How about that, Chris? Delivering for people. Uncle Julio's. Do you said 10 to 15 bucks a person, Chris? Yeah, I remember I went when I was selling RVs. We had to. Did I ever tell you about these? Ever tell you about RV shows? Or maybe you've been to an RV show or a boat show of some kind. They're equal parts amazing and horrible. Once or twice a year, you remember I was selling RVs before I started doing radio. Once or twice a year, you would have to pack up and you would go stay in a hotel for a few days. And they would bring all these RVs, all these different RV companies would fill up some gigantic convention center. And you'd spend 3-4 days and there are big sales and things like that. So people come out, they go gawk at things and you go and you're trying to sell as many as you can so you can pay your bills. Well, at an RV show one night, we had killed it that day. I was probably largely responsible for that, but we had killed it. What, Chris? We had killed it that day, and they took us all out to Uncle Julio's that night. Total experience, complete experience. Food was very, very good. Like I said, I hope they're not dirty communists because I 100% just blew them up on national radio. So there you go. Here was Bernie Sanders.
So how are you feeling about this, what I think most Americans see as an unequal display of judicial accountability
and
the weaponizing of government?
And he just happened to pardon well, was it over 1,000 people who tried to overthrow the United States government?
Yeah,
you know?
January 6th.
All right. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, in an unprecedented way, and this is scary stuff, he is going after the Attorney General of the state of New York because she did her job, going after a sitting United States senator, going after the head, former head of the FBI. That is not what America is about. We disagree with each other. That's fine. But we don't throw our opponents in jail.
Now, I know you're already yelling at the radio. You did that. What are you talking about? You arrested all these Trump people. Yes, I got that. But this was actually to make you feel better, not make you feel worse. These kind of gigantic, outright lies, these are the things that communists got away with in this country for ages. Years and years and years, when they had, what are we going to call it, 95% control of all media sources, if we're going to talk about newspapers and television channels, when they had complete control of the information streams Americans consumed, they could get away with things like arresting every political opponent they could get their hands on for 4 years and then whining when the Trump administration starts to do the same. They used to be able to get away with that stuff. Don't even bother getting angry at Bernie Sanders. Don't bother screaming hypocrisy. Don't bother screaming, that's what you did, because you know what? Even most of the normies know. Do you remember what virtually guaranteed, the two things that virtually guaranteed Donald Trump's reelection, if you're to study the polling? First, during the primary. Now, I think he was always going to win that primary, but Ron DeSantis, best governor in America, was gaining on him quickly. He was within 10 points or less than 10 points, depending on the polling. He was right there. And then, boom, the communists arrested Donald Trump the first time. That did not result in Donald Trump dropping in the polls. It ended the primary. I don't think Ron DeSantis ever pulled within 30 points after that. The right immediately revolted against that kind of egregious lawfare and said, nope, Donald Trump. Didn't matter. Nothing else mattered. But there's more. Then, right before, he was already almost the nominee. It just wasn't official yet because they didn't have the RNC yet. 2 weeks before that. Then, they tried to blow his head off. They shot him in the ear and tried to kill him. After that moment, the public said, oh, no way. No way. That can't stand. The communists used to get away with so much more than they do now because there are so many new, wonderful information streams. Now, even normies, they don't turn on ABC to get their news. They don't watch The View to get their news. The people watching The View, they're already brain-dead lemmings who already believe what Bernie Sanders just said. But those people are already going to vote for communism from now till the cows come home. These lies don't work anymore. America watched Donald Trump be arrested multiple times. They watched the communists try to kill him multiple times. We watched these people murder Charlie Kirk. The lies don't work because of social media information streams. Now, the podcasting streams, all these things. It's wonderful. That's how people found out about Relief Factor. Believe me. Can you think of an industry that maybe wouldn't want people to figure out that you can go the drug-free route to get out of your pain? Because you know Relief Factor is drug-free, right? All kinds of industries want you to keep reaching for that pill bottle when you should be reaching for Relief Factor. 100% drug-free. Over 1 million people have already tried it. Almost all of them call and order more. They'll just sell you 3 weeks. 3 weeks of it's $19.95. They say, hey, here's 3 weeks. If it works, go back. Almost everyone does. Take it every day. That pain that plagues your life doesn't have to be there forever, man. Don't accept that. At least try it. Doesn't work? Forget it. Try it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We're going to talk about this theft We're going to talk about cameras in the toilet. Just how much of our country has been infiltrated by China in emails. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.